Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
So I've never been acutely aware of Britney Spears, her career, what's going on with her, the Free Britney stuff, any more than just a person who just sees headlines. Like, some of you really are rabid and know it. And it's funny the different stories that different people pick up on. It might have to do with the time in their lives that person was famous. It might have to do with age or style of music or movies or whatever someone does. For example, Gwen Stefani, like, she's not on my radar. She's around my age, I think, but I've never really clicked with what she's doing or done. She's beautiful and seems very talented, but it's just never been something that's been on my radar. And while I think Beyonce is an absolute queen beyond, I think I'm more aware of what goes on with Rihanna. And it's not an age thing. I don't know why. So it's interesting how certain people just intrigue us. Mariah, I don't know a lot about, but I'm just always thinking about her and find her fascinating. I'm not always thinking about her. I don't know why I said that. I just mean, like, I'll read something about her. I find her interesting and fascinating. Okay, so Britney Spears, never really been a person that knows any more than anyone reading the headlines. But we don't know what goes on with someone because we're just reading headlines. So she has the incident with the shaved head and the drink and the paparazzi. And, you know, my opinion at the time was like, that must be so crazy, the paparazzi and living a life in front of the cameras. And I mean, it could drive anyone crazy. So it either young fame could drive someone crazy. Think about Michael Jackson. I think about Justin Bieber when he had a crazy phase and a destructive phase. I just think that young fame is something that is extremely dangerous and impossible for someone to imagine. And for a young kid who can't process logic about how to handle it, much less an adult who could handle that, which many can't. I just think it's a lot for young kids. So Britney grew up in the Mickey Mouse Club and in a relationship with Justin Timberlake, and she's been famous most of her life. So she goes through this divorce and this custody battle. And then, you know, it becomes very public for all of us, this conservatorship. And people are listening to messages she's sending and thinking that she's sending cries for help and team her and not her father. And we're thinking about stage dads and people that steal kids' money. And then she's got a sister who was really famous for a time, but kind of dissolved into the background a little bit. And what does she think? And she sometimes seems team parents. And it all seems like, how could we possibly know? But everybody got very Free Britney. And, you know, it's funny because you had said something terrible about Harvey Weinstein years ago, you would have been slaughtered. And then Harvey Weinstein became a criminal, and Matt Lauer was beloved. And then what happened to him? And then, you know, Ellen went through a shitstorm, and Chrissy Teigen went through a shitstorm, and everybody has ebbs and flows, where if you said something about somebody that wasn't popular at the wrong time, you know, you'd get killed. So it's just, it's very, very trendy and fluid when you're allowed to think something and say something. And I remember when this whole Free Britney thing was coming out, me thinking, this sounds very cult-like and very extreme, that she would be in this conservatorship that is so extreme, and that the public is now saying, free Britney. She's an adult and someone's controlled her money and she's doing all this publicly and talking about it, and everyone's feeling compassion. And I actually did, because it seems suffocating and debilitating and like she was in some sort of a prison and trapped. But I also, when she yelled at her kids, like, who cares? And he was trying to leak that. And I've been through things like that myself. So I was thinking, big deal, she got crazy with her kids. And listen, a lot of celebrities are a little bit, you know, kooky, let's just say. But I do remember thinking, I do really, really remember thinking, like, how many shades of gray is this? Like, if she it was that extreme that she had a conservatorship that a judge put on her, there must be some pretty compelling evidence to have that happen. And by no means do I know or sit in any kind of judgment. I just remember thinking that. And then recently, and it's truthfully people like Perez Hilton who report on it, you know, just in my periphery on social media, I'll see these posts that she does with these free association of thought. And in looking at her wedding and some of those videos with Drew Barrymore and Paris and everybody else, it seemed a little chaotic, a little messy. It just seems a little disorganized over there. It seems a little messy, and you never know. I mean, there are people that are so, you don't even know how messy it is privately. I mean, I've heard so many assistants and publicists and things like say, it's insane what goes on over there. Not there, but I mean in general. So who can possibly know? But it definitely seems like if you put all the ingredients together, something's off overall. Like something's definitely very, very off overall. And, you know, celebrities are beloved and famous. Think about Amanda Bynes. She was like America's It Girl in all those young movies. And then she went nuts. Like, and I don't mean that. I'm not making fun of mental illness. So maybe I said that in too crass a way. Like, she had severe mental and emotional problems. And when you're a famous person and you have a lot of money and people are throwing anything you want at you, you can kind of act out. And I heard Whitney Houston on an interview recently saying that she wasn't thinking about if she was doing too much drugs or if she was sane or if she was okay. She had everything thrown at her and she just had money and there's nothing to worry about. You could do whatever you want. There are no guardrails. And it seems like Britney doesn't have any guardrails. And a lot of these people are living every thought and emotion through captions. And it must be maddening, because if everybody likes it, then they're happy. And if everybody doesn't like it, it's like another cousin of fame. Social media is fame, but in a different vehicle. It's a different, you're not a concert pianist. You're not in the theater on Broadway. You're not in a movie. You're not in a television show. You're not a stand-up comedian. Now your stage is social media. And so you could say this crazy shit and get this attention immediately. Like, you have to wait for a movie to be edited or a TV show to air. And you have to wait live plus three, et cetera, the DVR and everything to get the ratings. With social media, you get the ratings immediately. So you could post 50 things a day and get the ratings immediately. And that's psychotic and addictive and all kinds of fucking crazy. You know, I mean, the K's have built a whole life and business on it. You know, let's put this ad up right now. And we know exactly 5 minutes later how much product we sold. Or an hour later, if we sold out. Like, it's just a different world now. So Britney Spears was the vehicle through which to make me think that, because she posts some crazy stuff and then she deletes it. And people laugh at it, but is it funny? I mean, if she said that stuff in an interview, it wouldn't be okay. So I don't know. It's just a crazy, crazy, crazy world. And it's also immediate and it's instant gratification. And there's no control. Someone can control when the TV show goes up or when the movie goes up and or when the person's on stage and did they hydrate enough and did they put the honey in their throat and all of that stuff. But just to be going on stage every 10 times a day if you want or every day saying something, taking it down, putting it up, like, did they like me? Did they not? Answering in the comments. It's immediate gratification. It's crazy. Think about it.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When I think of Cozy Earth, I think of cuddling up in my pajamas on the couch and watching a movie. Especially after a long day of work, I can't wait to slip into my bamboo pajama set. But that's not all. Cozy Earth offers products that can revolutionize your living space, turn it into a sanctuary of luxury and comfort. Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating, and their loungewear and pajamas offer optimal comfort while maintaining a flattering, elegant fit. Cozy Earth products are made from the best materials, including viscose from bamboo. All products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. That is amazing. Save up to 35% on Cozy Earth loungewear, pajamas, bedding, bath towels, and more. Fall in love with everyday luxury at Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code Bethany, B-E-T-H-E-N-N-Y, at checkout for up to 35% off. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Bethany.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Let's talk about clickbait and clout chasing. These are terms that are just thrown around, particularly on places like TikTok, where people are talking about that you tag someone or you do something trendy because you're looking for views. What are people doing on TikTok? Are people on TikTok because it's a charitable action? It's philanthropy. People are opening Hermes boxes and showing you what they got at Zara and doing their makeup tutorials and get readies with me and dances because it's for charity. It's a work project. Or are they trying to get people to view their videos? So anyone who says or accuses somebody else of talking about something in particular because they're chasing clout or clickbaiting is an insecure loser, is someone who's jealous because they're just annoyed that it may be working for you and it's not working for them. So if you're not a monk living in a monastery that doesn't have social media, then really you're not in a position to be talking about clickbait or clout chasing. I just find that so funny. I love when people's sort of jealousy shines right through.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season.
Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.